Welcome to Social Media Know-How, the podcast featuring the greatest minds and brands in the world of social and digital marketing. And now, your host, founder and CEO of Link Humans, Jorgen Sundberg.
Hey, son, Sway, son, how are you doing? Many thanks for tuning into Social Media Know-How, the Link Humans podcast. I am, as always, your faithful host, Jorgen Sundberg, and this is the podcast where we slice and we dice social media in all shapes and sizes. I am coming to you from Link Humans' new global domination headquarters in Camden Town, where today we have enjoyed a coffee tasting session by our friends at Campbell and Syme, the roastery in North London, which was lovely. It's the penultimate week of May 2016, and I am very excited about today's show. I'm going to be joined by Sophie Barnes of Xchanging, and we'll be exchanging some of the best knowledge and insights and tips about social selling. Well, she will be doing the exchanging, I will be asking the questions, I guess, and you'll be doing the listening. Do you want to get in touch? I would love to hear from you. Ping me an email at jorgen@linkhumans.com. That's jorgen@linkhumans.com. Now, before we roll this interview with Sophie, it's time for the tip of the week. Now then, do you ever send out questionnaires, little surveys, or just a few questions here and there to people who are going to attend your webinar, just like I did today, for instance? Now, you've got lots of options. You can send them via email or other ways, or you could use Google Forms, which is my tip of the week. So Google Forms is completely free. Basically, you go to Google Forms, you can Google that, or you just go google.com/forms. You set up your questions. So questions, they can have short answers, paragraph-long answers, multiple choice, checkboxes, drop-down, multiple choice grids, and more. So it's very advanced features on there. Some questions can be mandatory to answer, others not, just like any old survey that you've taken before. You can brand the whole interface with imagery and your logo, and you can embed the form on your own website. So once you set this survey up, you can either drive people to the survey on your site, on Google itself, or you send emails from within Google Forms so you know exactly who's replying. Now, when these answers and replies come in, they will be visualized and color-coded as much as possible with lovely pie charts and percentages and so on. We have, here at Link Humans, we previously used SurveyMonkey for these types of quick surveys, but now Google Forms is really our tool of choice. So that's the tip of the week. Check it out at google.com/forms. And it comes at the very convenient price of free. Right, with that, it's time to transition to this week's interview, which is all about social selling. Now, this was recorded at an event in London, so there are a few people around. Hang in there, it gets quieter, I promise. Also, Sophie speaks very fast by her own admission, so hang on to your hats and pay attention. Sophie Barnes, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Great. So, tell us about Xchanging and what you do there.
Yeah, so Xchanging is a business solutions and services provider, technology based for the London insurance, global insurance industry. And I am the global social media manager, so I help implement and manage the global social media strategy. I work governing, creating the policies, I work with HR. and I work kind of across talent acquisition and social selling.
Great. And so I want to touch on social selling today. How did you go about implement this in your organisation? Talk us through the steps.
Yeah. So first of all, it was just myself exploring the tool, exploring kind of what kind of this trend that was now kind of up and coming. About 2 years ago, spoke to LinkedIn and said, okay, what have you got going on, and what can we do to kind of implement this within exchanging? So we started a pilot trial with them 2 years ago. I then started to kind of play on the sales teams and kind of the social selling index score. So I kind of sent a link round and I said, okay, let's check it out. Sat back and watched them all go, oh, I can't believe I'm beating you, and looking at kind of the managers thinking, oh god, my team are actually got higher scores than me, what can I do about this? So then kind of really pushing it out into the business. It was about the education, kind of sitting down with people, educating them how they can increase their scores, how they can use the tool. We had kind of webcasts with LinkedIn globally kind of running out, and how we can kind of become a one exchanging and a one sales and marketing team to help drive, kind of fill the funnel. That was kind of how we started it, really. And now I don't believe we'd ever look back.
And so, just to clarify, you've been using the Sales Navigator tool for a couple of years.
It's been renewed, so it's been a year and a half.
Okay. And what were some of the challenges that you faced implementing this social selling strategy?
It was getting the buy-in, obviously, from the business. So sitting down and saying and trying to prove the ROI of social media, which I obviously fight on a kind of daily basis when it comes to B2B in the insurance market. Initially the buy-in, having the time and the resources to sit down with everyone and actually train them one-to-one of how to use the tool, which I had fantastic help then with our account manager at LinkedIn, helping us do the webcast, do kind of come in over from Ireland and do some training with the teams, do the kind of reporting back for me. I think then it's kind of the challenge that I face now, kind of everyone's been brought into it, it's having the sales guys be confident in what they're doing and actually stand up and give me a case study. I think once one of them did, and then they started to have a constant flow for probably about four or five, and then it dropped off again. So then I'm having to go around and sit with them and say, okay, what are you up to now? What have you got in the pipeline? Where did this come from? Did it come from LinkedIn? How did you use the tool? And then kind of then make that into a kind of a set of questions as well, so then I can sit down and interview them on camera, and I can and then publish that across the business and say, this is what the social selling program is doing this quarter.
Right, okay, excellent. And if we look at social channels, so we talked about LinkedIn a lot. Do you use any other social channels such as?
Yes. So across exchanging, we've got 38 channels, 38 accounts. Wow. So that's across LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. We have a Pinterest, mainly based on a kind of the event stuff we do. Mm-hmm. We've got an Instagram. And then it's obviously across the sectors of the business that we have. So we have the kind of an exchanging main account, we've got a careers account, we've got a status service account for kind of the London insurance claims processing. We've then got technology procurement and a specific insurance and software accounts as well.
Right, and specifically for social selling, do you encourage the teams to use LinkedIn as well as Twitter or
yes,
other tools?
Definitely. So predominantly obviously LinkedIn, and then what I try to say to do, obviously you get back, I haven't got time to do all of this, so sync their accounts together. Not best practice, but to kind of keep their constant flow and help build up their profile, and then once they get into Twitter as well, in terms of creating their personal brand, and how I try to encourage them, follow your football team as well, as well as kind of all
make
of your
make
it interesting for you. So once they kind of break into that mould, it obviously comes very easy, but just to kind of kick start them and to see, so they can see the benefits of it. Facebook, I'd kind of allow them to have that as their personal space. All the other channels, I just encourage them to be engaging every now and then, but our main focus is definitely to be on LinkedIn, increasing the SSI scores, being active and being there.
What about the visual element to selling, so perhaps presenting your services and so on? do you have sales collateral on YouTube, as in videos?
YouTube, yeah. So we've got digital flipbooks. They're called Turtle, so they're fantastic, and they kind of help bring in our leads, so we can kind of have that as a landing page with a call to action to kind of see more content. Please fill in your details. We share them across our social media platforms, and that's we can kind of have a little funky GIF with it as well. We've got obviously all of our YouTube websites, and then you've just got downloadable PDFs and stuff all online, and then we use our social channels as a strong content as well. So we'll do like a Twitch chat or something like that to help promote a service, and then I'll put that into a nice story fire to then reuse as content as well.
Great. And in terms of look at technology tools and apps and so on, what do you as an organisation, and what does the individual salesperson, what do they use on a daily basis?
Daily basis, the sales guys are obviously LinkedIn, every single one of them, so they would never not log in a day for that. And then I have just recently rolled out my employee advocacy program, so they've got them all on SMARP as well.
SMARP, okay. And then
I have got key kind of, so senior directors, their PAs, I've got them using Hootsuite. Is what we use internally at my team to kind of log in and schedule stuff from their kind of boss's account. And that's obviously then kind of not connecting to their account, so they can't see any personal information going on, and it avoids that situation.
That's good.
And then the senior management have got some kind of constant flow of content going out from their accounts. And then obviously then all the analytics tools, you get the back of Brandwatch, Sprout and Hootsuite, and then the LinkedIn Sales Navigator, they've got a brilliant reporting system. I can just pull it off into a CSV file. We then use, what else do we use? Google Analytics, and how it kind of all syncs in, and the UTM tracking with Marketo, and kind of the lead catchers that we have there as well.
You mentioned Salesforce earlier.
And of course Salesforce. Yeah, and how that kind of LinkedIn Sales Navigator syncs with that to report back.
So plenty of technology going on behind the scenes. I like to say the million-dollar question. How do you go about measuring success, and what results have you seen?
In terms of KPIs for social media in general, or are we going to be talking...
And social selling more specifically as well.
Social selling more specifically. Okay, so it is, like I said, we've only got half of our sales team on the licences. I measure that this is about how many people are coming up to me saying, well, I need a license now, I can't do my job without it, and because I'm seeing all of this kind of knowledge and being pushed around the business of what you're doing to help us, I need you to kind of give me a license. And I think that's kind of a strong success for myself. And then obviously kind of the business and what they want to see is kind of measuring the KPIs, the resources, how much we've kind of spent on the product. We're then measuring kind of the awareness, the impressions, the kind of the leads captured, whether they're going to the pipelines, whether they're kind of going over the mark and going through and being successful. Kind of a long kind of list of kind of tick boxes of what we can do and kind of how we report back on that, syncing in with Salesforce and our Marketo reporting system. The success, and we definitely have had success through kind of some campaigns that we run and kind of renewals and stuff. So it is just kind of finding them needle in the haystack when people are not a bit shy. Sales guys are shy. I would never say it, but finding them and kind of highlighting them is kind of what I struggle with. But the successes are there, and then that's how I kind of benchmark against kind of what we do going forward.
And what about social media as a whole?
Mm-hmm.
What have been some of the greatest successes there?
Greatest successes for us. I think it is kind of actually owning the social media strategy for exchanging. It come in-house, and we've changed it up, and we've really kind of escalated and educated people internally about what is social media. So we've done some fantastic kind of procurement survey, kind of social media campaigns. We've done a funky exchanging unwrapped at Christmas time. We do some Twitter chats, so ask exchanging insurance, # procure talk, # ex-tech chat. We're really, really good. And I just think across social media, how do I measure it? It is just the KPIs. Obviously, for myself personally, that's not what the business wants. The business wants to see is how many leads I'm getting in the pipeline, and we've actually managed to kind of get a process and reporting system in place that I can actually go back to the business and say, last year I got 700 leads in purely through social media, organic, and all not paid as well. So I think that's definitely kind of a highlight for kind of where changing social media is today compared to 2 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and if we look at other brands that inspire you on social, they don't necessarily have to be in insurance, but
okay, I'm going to go with insurance first, to play it safe. I think Hiscox do some fantastic stuff, really kind of... I think the marketing in general is just fantastic. Kind of the social stuff, the hashtags, and creating their own and owning them and getting the engagements, I think it's really fantastic. My favourite brand at the moment, it was Innocent Smoothies, but now it's gone to Expedia. Purely because their different style of Twitch chats that they do with Expedia chat, I found it really interesting how they engage with different topics. They don't try to keep it all around how to book a holiday, and it's about kind of who's your favourite movie star and where have you seen them, and stuff like what in the world, where in the world have you seen them. I think that's just engaging back, and I really kind of going through their feeds wasn't bored by the social media activity that they have. So I think that was my favourite brand at the moment.
And that's Expedia UK.
Expedia.com. So that's kind of the global account. Yeah.
Great. Okay. And final question: what do you think is next for social media in general, for me, for your industry, but also for social selling?
So for my industry, I definitely think it's still kind of the uptake. Insurance is so slow. So I think it'll be how insurance are really engaging in LinkedIn groups and kind of really creating discussions. Obviously, digitally and the regulations with insurance, it will make this a little bit harder. But I think that will be overcome, and kind of the whole cybersecurity thing won't be a fear when it comes to social media. I then think that employee advocacy will be huge within social media at the moment, and kind of how kind of businesses are really going to be engaging with kind of the programs and platforms that you can be using out there. I think this is going to be the next step. I think pay social is really, really strong at the moment, and sometimes you're going to be lost in the noise if you're not doing it, but employee advocacy is going to be the kind of the way that businesses and companies are going to be actually utilising their staff, and kind of getting stuff heard. And I think that's going to be a real trend and kind of uptake within the next, well, now.
Yeah, absolutely agreed. Right, so where can our listeners learn more about yourself, Sophie, and your social selling program? Where do you want to direct
connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm happy to connect with anyone interested in social media, digital marketing, social selling. I'd go for a coffee. I'm always up for kind of meeting, engaging, and talking about the topics. And if not, I do tweet on Sophie Barnes X on Twitter. Not just about social, it's also about kind of yoga, ballet that I do as well. So I'm happy to kind of meet new people.
Great. Sophie Barnes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Right, there you have it. What do you think of the future of social selling? Will it simply morph into regular selling one day? That's probably my prediction. Everything Sophie mentioned, all resources and so on, will of course be in the show notes article. Also, since we recorded this interview, Xchanging has been acquired by CSC, which is a leading provider of next generation technology solutions and services. That's the official description, and I know CSC from basically being a big technology outsourcing company. So that's, there you have it. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast in iTunes and the other apps, the podcast app as well, and on Google Play and Stitcher, everywhere else you can think of, even SoundCloud. And when you do hit that subscribe button, let me know, please let me know, so I can thank you in person. It's just good to know who's listening to me. Many thanks for tuning in this week, and I look forward to catching up with you all next week.
Thank you for listening to Social Media Know-How with your host, Jorgen Sundberg of Link Humans. For show notes and more, go to linkhumans.com/podcast and check out the hashtag SM Know-How.